Here we go.
Who the hell are you, man?
Genius billionaire playboy philanthropist.
We are the Knights!
Nerd!
Hold on to your butts.
And now for something completely different.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Knights of Nerdist 2 podcast. We're a podcast for all things nerd. My name is Chris. I'm here with
Sam
and Sean.
And on the Skype hotline, we have
back from the dead, John.
Welcome back, John. Glad you could take time away from your busy tax and Enron season.
Yeah, all our favorite Enron season.
It keeps coming up.
Bringing up Enron.
Because this is the time to buy. It's so low.
Shall
it's
making
a comeback.
Invest in Lehman.
Yeah, there you go.
Well, anyway, all of our episodes, previous episodes, are available on Podbean, iTunes, and Stitcher. You can follow us on Facebook, facebook.com/KnightsandNerdistDude. We try and post things regularly and leave us reviews on Facebook as well as iTunes. That really does great things for us. So, on this week's episode, what we're going to do is we're going to revisit Spider-Verse.
Chris is going to revisit Spider-Verse.
I saw Spider-Verse.
Help him through
You guys kept bugging me to see it, so I finally did.
Yeah.
Got some thoughts.
Oscar award-winning Spider-Verse.
There you go.
I forgot about that. Yes. But then again, you have to use that in connotation when you talk about
Suicide Squad.
So, yeah. You know, take everything with a grain of salt at this point.
Yeah. One won a best movie, the other one won best makeup.
Yeah. Then after that, we have Twilight Zone. Twilight Zone actually released the first episode, I think, only on IMDb. And then I think they released
on YouTube too.
Yeah, it was on YouTube.
Okay. And apparently Amazon Prime.
Oh, I did not know that. I watched it through IMDb, so
I watched through YouTube.
And then it looks like they released a second one already on CBS All Access. Twilight Zone is the remake of the original Twilight Zone. All new stories, I'm hoping. And they're redoing that for CBS All Access. And then we have the Joker trailer came out this week. There's a couple little news things, a season finale we got to talk about. And then afterwards, we have a little bit of a challenge. I came up with a little challenge because I saw a news article the other day. And I want to see if you guys can do it. And that will be towards the end.
Okay.
But first and foremost, we don't have Star Wars trivia. I'm sorry, I forgot.
Yeah, been like 4 months.
I know, I'm sorry. I saw the Yoda t-shirt. I'm just thinking Star Wars. And then that's where my head's
at
right now.
Star Wars night for the Rockies. That's why I have the signs. This is opening night at the Rockies.
Oh, I didn't even see the Rockies under there.
It's like the two of my favorite things combined into one.
Wait, so they had to do Star Wars night on opening night?
No, it's a shirt from, God, I don't even know how long ago. I think it was like 2017, 2016, of Star Wars night at Coors Field. And I saw it online because it was like after it. I was like, it's got Yoda. It's got the Colorado Rockies on it. I got to get this shirt. So I bought it.
Oh. I thought the Rockies had to bring out Star Wars just to get people there for opening day.
Oh, they pull in a crowd. Don't worry.
Right. Anyway, first topic, Spider-Verse. Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse, the Oscar award-winning Spider-Verse movie that came out in 2018.
Yep.
Just like Bohemian Rhapsody.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. And you guys saw it, and you really enjoyed it.
Yes.
I mean, really, really enjoyed it, right?
Oh, yeah. I still stand behind this is the best Spider-Man movie I've ever seen.
It's either one or two for me.
And I finally watched it.
Okay. I'm getting nervous about your review right now.
God damn, this is the best Spider-Man movie.
Right?
It is.
Right? Oh, my God.
It's so ridiculous.
It's so good.
I was very reluctant to try and watch this movie. You guys kept bugging me for about a month, gave up. And then Ryan, I think our guest, one of our previous guests, Ryan, texted me a few weeks ago, and he's like, dude, you got to watch it. And then I'm like, all right, whatever. And then I was like alone one day, and then I just decided, whatever, let's give it a shot. And my God, is this a fantastic movie.
Yes.
Holy crap. Yes. It is the best. You're right. It's the best Spider-Man movie. And it's they blend all the origins so well together.
Yeah, it's like so perfect because they're like, you've heard this before. I'll give you 20 seconds of it.
Yeah. This Exactly. You're right. I didn't have to see Uncle Ben die again.
Right.
Again.
And again.
And again. It's just...
Two people we never should see die ever again. Uncle Ben and Batman's parents.
Mm-hmm.
Never need to see that again.
We all what understand. What
if there's a Batman movie where Uncle Ben kills the Wayans?
Anyway, the soundtrack for this movie was, I thought, was really cool, really nice. It fit well. And the characters, very well written, which is weird for an animated movie, but they really did touch a lot of stuff. Nicolas Cage?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Nicolas Cage is in this?
Right? Spider Noir?
Yeah. I'm going to take this. I have no idea what it does, but I'm going to take this.
The Rubik's Cube?
Yeah. I didn't expect Nicolas Cage. And I think because I love Parker.
Oh, yeah.
The alive Peter Parker. He
Well, he's just Peter Parker in general.
Well, same. The one who's alive. There's two Peter Parkers in the movie. One's dead, one's alive. Right. So I mean, that's a basic breakdown.
There's technically three because in the Spider-Girl flashback or Spider-Woman flashback, you see dead Peter Parker.
Right.
Oh, Spider-Gwen?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
But no, freaking, that was great.
Yeah.
I never, when Spider-Man first started flying in the first Spider-Man 2008, I think, or seven, no, earlier than that, Topher Grace.
Swinging. It's 2002.
Yeah. I didn't get as big of a smile as when I, like, Miles Morales was freaking swimming in an animated movie in New York City.
Yeah.
It was just unbelievable. Yeah. And then Stan Lee's, you're right, though. Stan Lee's.
How, like, emotional is that cameo? Like, him being alive is one thing, that because he passed away. And that's his cameo in this movie. I was like in tears.
Yeah, it was
because he's like he's my favorite too. Like, oh my god, I was like, oh, me too. And he's like, how? Oh. And he's like, what if it doesn't fit? He's like, son, it always fits. And then points at the no refund sign. But how? I think one of my favorite things is how about that Doc Ock reveal? I had no idea.
Yeah. Right?
Out of nowhere.
I like that.
Like, I was so excited. Once that reveal happened, I was like, oh my god, this is awesome. Like, because I had no idea that was where this movie was going.
I do like how they stylize the villains in a way where it's not overly in your face.
This is the Ultimate Universe?
This would technically, if it's Miles Morales, that's technically the Ultimate Universe.
So it's a different universe than what we're used to. The 616 is the one we're used to.
Yeah.
This is a separate one, which experimented on himself and became a giant freaking flying goblin. So, like, everybody's a little different.
No. And I like that. But
it's a nice twist on the classic characters.
Yeah, exactly. And they didn't overdo it on some of that stuff. Mm. So,
And my personal best part of this movie for me is Spider Pig.
Spider Ham.
Oh, sorry, Spider Ham. That's
the animals talk in this universe.
I just like how he introduced.
I just love this movie.
That's such a phenomenal
Spider-Man
movie.
I think my criticism would be the end battle between him and Kingpin.
Yeah,
it was just a little too. I don't want to say it was boring because it was still fun and interesting, but the backgrounds and the graphics were not as good as I would have liked them to have been, because it's just you're seeing all this like lights and stuff and these awesome CGI images and you're on the screen, and then all of a sudden you get the end battle where it's just, all right, well, let's just make this purple cloud go. And then there's no depth to it or anything. That just really bothered me, that you're putting all this other stuff into the movie and then you're just coming out with these 2D single color things. Granted, they were in like the multiverse battle, granted they were there, but it's just I wish there was a little bit more to it. So that was kind of a letdown, but I really liked King Ben.
This movie shows me, if you take a Blur, they can make an Oscar award winning film. Why did Star Wars take it away from them for so long?
Kathleen Kennedy took it away. It's like, all Kathleen Kennedy. Yeah. This whole Star Wars thing is Kathleen Kennedy's fault.
Yeah, no, I know. But like, they took this and made probably the best Spider-Man movie ever.
I would say
at least it's
either the first one in 2002 or it's this one.
Be the second. If you're going with a Spider-Man live action, it's Spider-Man 2 with Doc Ock. That is the best one. by far.
I guess.
Not to twist your armor or anything, but it is. That train scene alone. No, but yeah, like, because Lord wrote this, and Lord and Miller both produced it. They didn't direct it. But it kind of, like, shows, like, these guys can take something that everyone is sick and tired of and make something fun and interesting and new.
Imagine if you gave them something that you actually wanted to make.
Right.
Instead of, let's see what we can do with this.
Well, like, imagine what would have happened if they were allowed to direct Solo.
Yeah, Solo was still good.
It was good, but no, it like...
Yeah, it was.
No,
it wasn't horrible. It could have
no,
been
No, I don't
want
to... Yeah, it wasn't horrible.
But, like, imagine if, like, they didn't reshoot two-thirds of it because Kathleen Kennedy didn't like the fact that it was a comedy. Like, I'd rather...
If you hire Lord or Miller, you know what you're going to get. Then why did you hire him if you didn't like the comedy?
Right.
It's just... Sometimes she just...
She should not.
Yeah, I hate to say it, but she is for me. For me, at least.
For me too.
It's every just, fan is different.
No.
For me, it's the fans that are ruining Star Wars for me.
Yeah. Well,
if I hear someone complain about those bombers one more time, I'm going to lose my shit.
What bombers?
You remember at the beginning of Last Jedi, the bombers, and everyone's.
But Sam, there's no gravity in space.
Yeah, we really need to.
It was a little weird. I have to admit,
and
it was
slow
really
as
weird.
Shit. Okay, we're talking about a series with space wizards.
Yeah.
With swords made of light.
Go on.
And everybody's like, yeah, but those bombers don't make sense.
It doesn't, Sam.
It was. Every other ship can make light speed. For some reason.
Those bombers are like, we're going 5 miles an hour, zero shields. They're going to take us out. We're going to send them the whole crew.
I love how it took us 7 movies to figure out that, there's a gas tank level? I didn't know this. Doesn't everything run on fusion reactors now?
Nope, gas now.
Like, yeah, it's all gas, right?
It's gasoline.
Here's the thing.
Dead dinosaurs, that's what they run on.
I'm starting to feel about Last Jedi, and we're just going to go on a tangent on Last Jedi now, but...
Oh, I'll bring us back.
But
you have 12 seconds.
Last Jedi, bad movie, but I feel like the hate towards it, 90% of it is because they killed off Admiral Akbar.
That's where my hatred comes from, Sam! They killed Admiral Akbar!
He had one line!
Make a crap!
Yeah!
I mean, listen, it's not like it's Birth of a Nation, like, chill out.
Shall we move on?
Shall
we move on? Where do we want to go next? Do we want to go Joker trailer?
Fine, calm me down. We'll go Joker.
You want to calm down with the Joker trailer?
Yeah.
All right.
Let's calm down by talking about a maniac.
Talk about the world of DC. Go.
Who was excited for this, hearing all this stuff?
Little. I was a little excited.
You were excited. John, were you?
Excited in what sense?
Joaquin Phoenix was doing it, and then the director was signed on to, was it Todd Phillips?
Oh,
was
I had
doing
a
it.
Comic book boner for this movie like a while ago. Yeah. All right.
Now, after you saw that, we'll start with you. After you saw the trailer, which was kind of a long one.
Yeah, it was like a 3-minute teaser trailer.
What are your initial reactions to this? Because I'm sure we have mixed feelings, all of us.
Yeah, I know exactly how you guys feel about this. I thought it looked good. I thought it's delivered on what they said it was going to sort of be like. Now, granted, this is a vague-ass fucking one-minute-long trailer.
It was like 3 minutes, but...
Yeah, it was long.
Yeah. It struck me as if it was the kind of movie that you see the trailer for, you're like, oh, that looks interesting. Then, like, the week before it comes out, you read all the reviews, and the critics just fucking trash it. And then you're like, oh, I kind of wanted to see that movie, but they said it was garbage, so I don't know, maybe I'll just wait for Netflix.
Really?
I had the feeling.
So I got the opposite reaction to that. I thought...
But I hope I'm wrong.
Well, see, I thought, and you may think this odd of me, but I thought this movie, this trailer right now, just the trailer, is made to appeal to critics. This is going to be a good piece of cinema. I will hate this movie. personally. That's what I got this feeling, because it's just, to me personally, the Joker being the badass that he is, I don't want to know anything of how he became the way he was. I don't want to know about it.
You don't want to know why he got those scars?
No, I don't care. I didn't find out in Dark Knight. Did we find out in Dark Knight?
No,
we didn't find out in Dark Knight.
As the Joker explains in The Killing Joke, he likes to leave his origin story multiple choice.
That's fine. I'd rather have that. I'd rather have that. But
in a graphic novel where they explain where he came from.
This is the...
Yeah, but he comes out and says, like, maybe that's me, maybe it's not. They don't come out and say it's him.
This is the movie where critics are going to be drawn to. Mm-hmm. It's actor body change, because he looks broken and beaten on a lot of these scenes.
And very skinny.
The tone of the movie is very drama-oriented and coming of, you know, I don't want to say coming of age, but coming into your own, which is a villain, obviously. And then it's just, there's not a lot of action, but then it looks like there's a lot of bullying, and then clearly he's not going to overcome that. He's going to just become death, pretty much.
And is it just a prequel to Her? I don't know.
It could be. But it has, to me, it has all the things that critics are going to like. Mm-hmm. But personally, as a fan for comic book movies, it's not going to... I'm not going to go see this. After watching this, I won't see it.
All right.
Well, not until it's free on TV.
Almost no CGI in the trailer.
Yeah.
Or at the very least, CGI stunts and effects. Like, you know, I'm sure there was small shit.
Right. Oh, yeah. Like, I mean, was
putting Arkham Hospital on this thing or whatever. Like, you know, stuff like that.
I don't expect there to be a lot.
No. It's actually surprising how often movies use CGI. It's usually small background stuff that you wouldn't, like, realize. Yeah.
There's a really good, like, YouTube video about how all the, like, CGI, like, Mad Max use.
Yeah.
Even though, like, it was a movie that prided itself on... And, I mean, all the visual effects are fucking awesome, don't get me wrong, but, like, just still on top of all that, how much CGI they use. Anyway.
Yeah.
What about you guys? What did you guys...
Yeah, what was
I want you guys to finish your thoughts, because I guess there's a nice back and forth going on here.
Well, are you guys done? Or?
Well, somebody else can jump in. Yeah.
So this trailer told us nothing about the plot, but just set the tone, and I loved it. I'm like 100% for this movie.
And I'm 100% behind Sam on this. This movie looks incredible. Like,
so I'll agree with you, Chris. Joker, to me, works better as a character the less he's explained.
Yeah.
Because he's basically supposed to be the antithesis of Batman. Yeah. Where, like, Batman, we know everything about him. Joker, we're not supposed to know anything about him. But if you were to make a Joker sort of origin movie, this is the movie I really want. Where it's, like, it's dark, but in a messed up way.
Yeah.
That's where...
It's like
I'm not disagreeing with you. This is the movie that will be made if Joker had a background story.
Right.
Yeah.
It's kind of like a very... like a psychological thriller drama kind of thing. Like, that's how I view what this could be.
Where you're just watching a man go insane.
Right now, that's just what it is.
Right, well, that's what I'm
sure second trailer. Is this a teaser or the actual trailer?
This is technically a teaser, but once again, anybody who listens to this podcast understands that, to me, a teaser is a trailer.
No, it is. If it's over 30 seconds long.
It doesn't matter. If it's a trailer, it's a trailer. If you show me something from the film, it's a trailer.
Yeah, right.
I don't care. This is trailer number one, even though they're going to come out with trailer number one down the road a little bit. But no, this movie, I mean, there's just like Joaquin Phoenix. Like, he's a good actor. There's no doubt about that. Most of what he touches, he does a good job. Whether or not the script is good is a different story. But he's able to transform himself into weird situations. And so transforming himself into the Joker, I mean, he looks scary at times, especially when he's laughing.
Yeah. He nails
that
the laugh is incredible.
Spot on that. I would want from the Joker, not the Jared Leto's
Well, we can all agree Jared Leto is probably the worst.
Talking about Leto, man. Like, one, just gotta let it go.
Yeah.
Ooh.
I forgot the laugh. It's been a few days since I've watched
the
trailer.
It's phenomenal. His,
got that
his,
nice screech in it.
Yeah. Yeah. It's so good. It's like, it's what you it's want. It's like Hamill out of it. Good. Yeah. No, I, yeah. Like, Hamill's the best Joker voice. I mean, you know, what's his face? Heath Ledger did a great job, but Hamill is like, he is the Joker.
You know, it'd just be funny.
What?
If, like, Hamill, like, cameoed in this movie as, like, I don't know, as somebody who, like he just, but he talks like the Joker character does. So, that's how he learns the voice or whatever.
It's weird because Hamill has, he voiced, oh, God, what, he's on The Flash as,
Trickster.
The Trickster, yeah. And it's basically him.
It's been on a few times.
Yeah. Well, it's a reoccurring role. But his role as the Trickster, it's basically him acting out the Joker.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
It's the Joker voice, but he's, like, different. And it's kind of
funny. Well, they're probably not allowed to use the Joker, actually, in reference.
Because of Warner Brothers doesn't understand how to build a universe.
No, I think it's because they may have sold off rights to Gotham, or there's certain things that they can't
remember
say.
How Arrow got rid of the Suicide Squad?
Because they were making the movie.
Warner Brothers said, these are the people you can no longer use.
Well, they can't even say Suicide Squad anymore, because this season they don't refer to it as Suicide Squad.
They're not allowed to use any of certain things they can't use, because Warner Brothers, or whoever runs DC, went to the shows and were like, you can no longer use these characters, use these words, you can't do any of this stuff anymore. That's why they got rid of the Suicide Squad and everything.
Hang on, I'm curious, what is the squad's name now? Like, self-hurting team?
No, it's like Operation something.
Self-hurdy team.
I haven't watched an Arrow episode in a few weeks, but I think it's project. It's like a project or operation something.
Project Severe Depression.
No. I forget exactly. I don't know. They refer to it as something, but it's not the squad.
Yeah. But yeah. No. Back to the Joker though. Just the tone and everything from this movie. I am so excited for this movie. Like,
yeah, this it looks good. I mean, granted, we learned next to nothing about it other than the tone.
Yeah,
But I like you just tone. Learned tone. I you like saw tone. A glimpse of him at Joker, and then you saw the whole
this
progression.
Makes I mean, I'm getting feels for Logan with this. Now, I mean, I could be wrong. Obviously,
I mean, it's a different kind of movie. No, but Logan was like,
But
made his feel stuff.
Yeah. But how I feel about this is, it's like, this is DC going, okay, the superhero formula, like, this is the one movie they're stepping aside, and, like, it's a psychological thriller drama before it's a superhero movie. Because, yes, we're focusing on a villain, but they're still, like, broadening. That's how I feel. I'm not saying that's how it is.
Yeah, it won't be. It won't ever be a superhero
movie. No, it's not going to be check all the boxes of every superhero movie or most superhero movies ever made.
Now, are you guys, do you guys want to, the director, the script, the screenplay, do you want them to fall in love with the Joker or fall in hate with the Joker?
What do you mean?
So, the Joker's a bad guy.
Right.
Everybody hates bad guys.
Right.
I mean, typically that's how the spectrum falls. Everybody hates the bad guy.
Yeah.
Now,
I don't know about that, man. Have you ever seen a fucking college dorm? Because, there's a lot of Scarface posters.
Well, no. Following a basic, not stereotype, but standard, people hate the villain. They love the protagonist.
I like Captain antagonist. America. Screw you, Red Skull.
That type of stuff.
Yeah.
So do you guys want them to try and convince you? You already have your feelings on the Joker, but do you want them to portray the movie itself as you falling into favor with the Joker, or you seeing how he came to be, but hate him that much more for it because of what he does?
Mixed feelings.
Yeah, the thing with the Joker is you're not going to fall in love with him unless you already are in love with him, kind of thing. I mean, everybody has the Joker's not like this new character that they just created or like is only a few years old. I mean, this guy has been around since, Adam West. Everybody has their own opinions, and they're are more people out there, I think, that are Joker fans than Batman fans. There's probably so many Joker fans.
But
I
guess the tone of the movie, or the, what they want to come across. What do you want, like sympathy?
So
do you
the way I see this going is we're supposed to sympathize with the character, but ultimately not like the direction he goes.
Yeah. It's like it's him slowly accepting the darkness within.
Yeah. You know, we're supposed to just sort of understand what he's going through, but it's perhaps like, not condone what he's
doing.
Like
we're
watching, they following backstory with this?
There's no backstory for Joker.
Yeah, so it's all made up.
Literally, the backstory for Joker is Killing Joke, and it's like...
And it's
maybe that's what
so happened. It's from the minds of these guys.
Well, it doesn't look like Killing Joke.
No, no. But like I said, the Joker in the Killing Joke, when he's asked about his past, he's like, I always like to keep my past multiple choice. So, but how
something's going
film,
to throw him over the edge.
Right. I view this as a biopic for a serial killer where you understand his past better, but what he does, his crimes and how, like, what he commits is so horrendous that you have to hate this guy.
I get it.
Feels for him.
I'm curious what the trigger is going to be.
Right.
It seemed like his mom is going to be a big part of it.
Yeah, it looks like she's like dying.
Yeah, it seemed like that's going to be part of it, but it also seems like bully is another big thing. But I kind of want there to be again, it's just a trailer, so they could be misleading
it's
much.
The teaser.
It's going to be there needs to be something more.
And we will, I guarantee you. But of every DC, Worlds of DC movie trailer that has come out, I have to say this is the first one I am so excited for.
Really?
I'm actually excited for this
one. Yes, this movie looks like it's got its shit together.
Yeah. Like
I will give you that.
Yeah.
I will give you that.
Which
it exactly has its shit together.
It's usually DC's problem.
Yeah. Because even like Shazam, which comes out this weekend... Looks, I mean, going into it, it was like, you know, all the stuff that has happened before, you're like, there's a good chance Shazam is horrid.
Like, my worry with Shazam was it kind of looked like it was trying too hard.
Yeah.
Well, reviews,
reviews are out for it, and they're positive.
Fun. They say it's good, they say
very
it's fun.
Very positive.
And, yeah.
So, I'm excited to
go see
it.
You'll find out tomorrow.
I'm wondering if DC, everybody's grading DC on a curve right now. They're like,
it can't get any lower.
That's how I felt that they did with Wonder Woman, is they graded on that curve. They're like, well, it wasn't shit, so it's a phenomenal movie.
You we're not going to get into ratings of
no,
Wonder Woman.
Yeah, Mr. Green Book is worse than Wonder Woman.
We're not.
Oh, honestly, I might agree with
you. See, here's the thing, in that your problem, you grade all the other movies based off of another movie that's on this list.
There's no movie on that list.
Or previous year ones.
Because I'm consistent.
If you stay rating movies between 7 and 8.5, yes, that's the definition of consistent.
I watched Venom. I gave it a 4. That movie was trash.
Anyway, final thoughts, John? Joker? Yes, no?
Sorry. You got me in the middle of a Pop-Tart.
What flavor?
Oh, strawberry.
Oh, good frosted.
Frosted
strawberry.
Or no frosted?
Yeah.
We're doing frosted.
Oh, you're ruining it.
No, you don't eat a Pop-Tart with that.
Oh, yeah, yes, you do.
Hang on. You eat Pop-Tarts without the frosting?
I eat strawberry Pop-Tarts. No frosting.
You are a monster,
welcome
sir.
Welcome to the Knights of Breakfast Pastries. Chris, you suck.
In my defense, and this could explain it, I hate breakfast.
I love breakfast, but like the strawberry Pop-Tart with the frosting on it and the sprinkles.
I
can eat that any time of the day.
The Pop-Tarts are one of the like most unhealthy breakfast items that you could possibly have. Yeah. And I try not to eat any of them.
Here's
so
the thing,
just...
Chris. I will agree with you. I'm not a big fan of Pop-Tarts. I probably haven't had one since I was like 12. But if I am going to eat it, it's got frosting on it.
No, yeah. I don't eat it. The extra 120 calories per piece.
Strawberry.
Do you know that the serving size is just one? It's not the package. Yeah. It's just one.
Dude, if you're gonna go in, you go in all the way.
It's like 300 calories for one puff pastry.
So that's 600 calories
that's wrapped in two. It's like getting a Reese's when they're like, yikes. One serving bigger. Is one peanut butter
but
cup.
But it's bigger.
Listen, like, or after you hit, like, you know, 600 calories, you know, there's really no difference between that and 1,200. I mean,
there's a burger for anybody who goes to Uno's. I've had it twice in my life. It's called the Whole Hog Burger.
Oh, Jesus.
It's a half-pound patty, half-pound of sausage patty, bacon, pepperoni, three types of cheese, on a bun, served with fries and onion rings. Ugh. The thing is almost 4,000 calories. I'll sit there and go, what do we have to do the rest of the day? They're like, nothing. I'm like, good, I'm sitting in the corner moaning for this day. I'll have a whole hog burger. And I eat it, I'm like, I don't eat anything for like 48 hours afterwards.
Yeah, because that is literally 2 days worth of calories.
It is.
Hey, I don't worry. I skim on some of the stuff. I don't get the mayonnaise because that's gross. So that skim some of those. And then I don't get the lettuce and tomatoes because, you know, that's just empty calorie.
The only things on there that might be healthy for you. You're like, nah.
No, that's gross. Green stuff's nasty. Just give me meat. Lots of meat.
You know what? Forget the bread.
I'll take the hog burger, hold the bun, hold the lettuce, hold the tomato, give me an extra piece.
I'm eating gluten-free today.
In fact, just throw it in a blender. I'll have it as a smoothie.
Yeah.
You absorb it quicker.
Yeah, right? That's literally saying, can I have the hog burger, fries, onion rings? Can I get a side of broccoli? Because I need the vegetables.
Oh, and a side salad, please. But Caesar dressing.
With bacon bits.
Hey, bacon bits are soy. They're healthy.
Also, I want the salad vegan. To be nothing but bacon bits and croutons.
Croutons on a Caesar salad wrap. Amen. All right. Anyway, let's move on.
Nope.
Should we do news?
Let me go back to one thing. Come on. Every Caesar salad wrap I've ever had, yet to have a crouton in it.
Then you're not going to the proper place.
I'm going to like sandwich places. Like no croutons.
Subway does not count.
I don't go to Subway.
All right, good.
Dude, and if I go to Subway, it's either the meatball or the Italian.
Dude, you gotta try it, man.
I'm just saying.
What are you guys getting at Subway?
Probably just turkey, cheese.
I mean, BLT. That's my classic.
Yeah.
Had a good BLT the other day. Off topic. Off topic. Very off topic.
That's been this episode so far.
Yeah, well, anyway. Shall we like, dive into the news
a little bit?
Yeah,
let's go newsy.
All right, so news. Become newsies. It's only, like, two things.
Not the movie. No.
It's only two things. One is just announced this. CinemaCon released Disney... Is it Disney CinemaCon?
Yeah, it's like a trade show for like movie theater owners.
Yeah, I forget what it's called. Anyway, but Disney announced all the 2019 movies. Guess what's on that list? New Mutants.
Really?
Yeah, 2019 New Mutants.
Okay.
So I didn't think it was coming out this year.
I heard Macy Williams, Arias was star.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah. Macy Williams.
Yeah. No, I know the actress's name. I wasn't sure of the Game of Thrones name.
But you better get on that.
Sorry. She was like, oh, I know it's Arya. I don't know her last name. But even she was like, I have no idea when this movie's getting released, even if it's going to.
They're probably just trying to clear the slate.
That's what I think they're trying to do.
Okay, right. This movie's right off.
They can use it for a write off or something, considering Endgame is going to get all the money.
It's charity. You know? Yeah. Look at a charity write off.
Well, anyway, that's a little bit of news that I kind of was interested in because I was interested in that trailer. I think we all were, right?
Yeah, I was interested. We like genre crossing of movies because it was like a superhero movie
like,
with horror.
Like superhero as well as like sci-fi is more of a setting than a genre.
Yeah.
It's just describing like what has to be in it rather than the tone and the actual storyline.
Yeah.
All right, so moving on, last kind of news thing. And it's not really news, it's just it finished up, so I want to kind of bring it up a little bit, because that's what we do every end of season for us.
Yeah.
So let me preface this topic by saying this question, presenting this question to you. What would a TV station give to have their viewership numbers jump 4 million from the season finale to the season premiere? What would TV stations get? 4 million.
Wait, what do they have to do?
What would they give to have that?
Oh.
Like, they probably sell half their company for that to happen, right?
No, like, a lot of
people. Yeah, that is a significant amount.
What show did this?
What show do you think did this?
I don't know.
Any guesses?
I don't know.
Really?
I have no idea.
To be honest.
Do you really have no idea? I thought it was sarcasm. I thought you knew.
No, I don't know.
I'm not a big TV guy.
I'll give you this then. Season 3 to season 4.
Right.
So the season finale of it would be season 3 was 12.4 million viewers.
So is it The Walking Dead?
Yep.
Oh, okay.
Season 4, the first episode was 16.1 million. That's 4 million. Not anybody can think that happens. Or maybe there's a few select ones that would actually have that happen. But TV stations would kill with that, right?
Yeah.
Season 9, which is the one that just ended 2 weeks ago. Last week. I'm sorry. It was last week on a Sunday. Guess how many million viewers they had?
Two.
It's like 4 or 5.5?
Five million?
It
was the lowest season finale ever of The Walking Dead, including the first season.
But it still puts them in like the top 10.
I know.
Which is crazy.
I know. But the thing is, it's just the show seems like it's beating the fans with the dead, you know, beating the horse with the stick. The dead horse with
the
stick.
It's almost as if it's aimlessly wandering with no real direction, just staggering along half dead.
Yep. And I guess they killed off a bunch of characters at the end. Something heads on sticks. I haven't watched it.
Oh yeah, I saw the heads on sticks.
Anyway, also fun little fact: during season 9, they had 5 episodes that were the lowest viewed of any Walking Dead episode ever. So 5 of the last 16 in season 9 hit below 4.71 million viewers.
Wow. Well, I mean, like, what are you gonna do? Like, what interesting storylines have you not told so far in this sort of thing?
Don't know. But the fact that they keep killing everybody off, it all started with Glenn and Abraham. It all started with that. And then it just, they keep going. Rick's gone. Carl's gone. I mean, it's literally the two characters that the comic is based off of. So
yeah, but like, unless you like somehow change up the formula, like, what interesting stories do you have about people like being like, zombies, humans are the real monsters, like,
nope. You get nothing.
You get nothing. Like, to be honest, like, the one short period that I watched this show was when they were in the prison.
Oh, we've talked about this hundreds of times.
I know, and I just want to reiterate it. But, like, I was like, okay, this might be interesting if it's just about people trying to survive and, like, rebuild society.
Okay. I haven't watched, so I don't know what it's about now. So.
Well, people are still dying, so.
Well, it's they make a big deal out of it, so. I don't know. There's still a bunch of people who watch it. I won't. I'm out. I just figured I want to mention that because it's just the ratings are growing lower and lower and lower and lower and lower.
Yeah, we'll see how, like, I mean, it's got to get bad before they cancel it because, I mean, it's still making the money. It's still one of the highest, like,
viewed shows
on television, even though it sounds like.
Hang on, how many of the original people are still on that show?
Two, right?
Two?
Two.
Yeah.
All right, they might be just killing people off for cost saving because it's like, the longer a show goes on, the more you have to pay the actors.
Like, isn't even in the comics.
Yeah, Norman Reedus' character isn't in the comics. But I feel like they're keeping him around because not only do people actually enjoy him, but like this is all he has. So
no,
like,
he has that AMC Road Show where he travels around the country with his bikes.
Because he makes so much money with that.
But it's going on for like 3 seasons.
I know,
so
but how much do you think he's really getting paid for that?
I don't know.
What's the biggest problem with TV show actors and actresses? It's not consistent. If you can get something that's consistent, who cares how much you're getting paid? You have consistent work.
Yeah.
That's the point. So you say that, oh, he's got nothing else, but think about everybody else. Look at the Friends cast. What did the Friends cast have?
I mean, they did movies.
Yeah, well, what do they have now? Aside from Jennifer Aniston.
I mean, David Schwimmer's done some directing.
David Schwimmer's in Will and Grace.
But no,
Matt,
but he directs.
Matt LeBlanc had episodes.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was on.
Joey's on a fucking TV show.
Yeah. He's also doing Top Gear now.
So look, it's not, but you would say that some of those have nothing, so.
But the thing with that show at the time is they could have, if they decided to move on from that, they could have had stuff. I mean, they all had stuff beforehand. They all had stuff afterwards. I mean, no one's as successful as Jennifer Aniston from that show, but they were all pretty successful after Friends ended.
Oh, I agree.
The thing with Norman Reedus is, since like he started, he was in All Saints Day, I think, is like the only like movie he's been in.
I think
since
there was a couple.
Started.
I think there's been a couple.
Oh yeah, yeah,
not,
yeah.
Probably not.
No, not huge.
But like another thing is, no one becomes an actor for the steady pay. Like, you become an actor because you just love doing it.
Samuel Jackson and Nick Cage.
Yeah. But, like...
They also have hundreds of movies under their belts.
But, like...
And wait, are you saying Nick Cage doesn't act for money? Because I'm pretty sure he only acts for money.
Yeah.
He has this very dangerous collection of
also
stuff.
Robert De Niro, who's in the Joker movie. And you're just like, why?
Oh, yeah.
Like, he's got to have some secret gambling debt somewhere. Like... He did, like, Dirty Grandpa.
Yeah. Mm. Dirty Grandpa is one of those movies where you look at the cast and you're like, this many people signed on for this bad of a movie?
Like, the script the first time around must have been amazing.
Right. Because it, you know, De Niro, okay, good actor. Zac Efron, say what you will, but, I mean, he does stuff. And, like, Aubrey Plaza, which...
Here's the thing about Zac Efron before you go further. I can see him becoming a good actor.
No, he's supposed to be, he's Ted Bundy.
Yeah, yeah, which intrigues
yeah,
me.
Yeah, I'm excited
but, like,
to see
I can
that.
See him pulling, like, DiCaprio. Where it's, yeah. Like, early on, it's like, oh,
heartthrob kind of thing.
But then he's like, you know what, I really like this. He buckles down, and then, boom, he makes The Aviator. Yeah.
But then, like, Aubrey Plaza, who's like, okay, this movie has to be funny to sign Aubrey Plaza, or, like, interesting at least, because... Like, she's a known name. Like, a lot of people know who she is.
I mean, she's like B.
Yeah, but I mean, like, I mean, she's, I mean, this is the second Zac Efron movie she's been in. But, like, she seemed very excited for this movie for it not to be funny. So, I mean.
Well, hang on. Have either one of us seen this?
No, but I have heard horrid things. I know people who have seen it. And they're like, that movie was god-awful. To the point where somebody that I work with, he was like, my dad's a huge De Niro fan. He saw Dirty Grandpa and was like, I'm done with De Niro films.
We should get that guy on the podcast.
It's called The Ride with Norman Reedus. Sorry, I just got the name.
Way to be 10 minutes ago.
No, once again, I just realized, another tangent we went on.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, right?
Night of the Tangent.
Shall we get back onto the agenda here?
Sure.
Yeah.
So Twilight Zone.
Oh, we're getting into
right
this.
Right up your alley. So finally, remake. I don't remember when the last Twilight Zone was.
It was early 2000s.
Early 2000s, right? Forrest Whitaker did the Rod
That's
Serling.
Right. That's
so
right.
Now it's...
I think it was on, like, UPN or something like that.
Yeah, it was on one of the secondhand ones, right?
Yeah.
So it's this new season is written by Jordan Peele, Simon Kingbird, Marco Ramirez, and Rod Serling.
Well, it's like a lot of people.
Rod Serling has credit.
Yeah, he has
he
credit.
Didn't write it.
He has credit for the
think
episodes.
Jordan Peele is really writing these either.
Yeah, I think he's
no.
More
I think
producing.
It's got to be a mix. It's got to be a mix of everything. But Jordan Peele is like the name right now to get
right.
You know,
to
viewers
get people
and things.
On.
Yeah,
he's,
to get people. On.
He's the EP on this, and he's taking over.
Yeah.
These
okay. So
Rod Serling
so you have Rod Serling creator, Simon Kinberg creator, Jordan Peele creator, Marco Ramirez creator. But written by you of Alex Rubens.
Which, yeah.
I mean, Rick and Morty, Community, Key and Peele. So, I mean, he's got comedy under his belt.
Yeah, he definitely does. And coincidentally enough, the first episode is The Comedian.
Oh, look at that.
So it follows a stand-up comedian who comes into this power where anybody he talks about and is killed off.
Disappears.
Disappears. And then all the memory of that disappears. And it's very Twilight Zone. It is very Twilight
yeah,
Zone.
They,
I will give you that.
They nailed that. Whereas, like, this is very... This is sort of feels like a Twilight Zone through the eyes of like someone like Jordan Peele,
yeah,
who
yeah.
knows comedy.
So, yeah. and a little bit of horror, or at least yeah. the suspense.
All right,
so, and
but like a Twilight Zone episode, it's not necessarily horror. It's like very psychological.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
You don't get like jump scares or anything like that. It's it's more scary just because of the concept.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And I got that feel.
Yeah, I got that feel too.
It had a nice the atmosphere was nice about this because you felt a little uneasy watching it.
Yeah. It's like very true.
You felt kind of for the character.
I wasn't as into it as I would have been I don't like stand-up comedy,
Well, I love stand-up comedy. I only watched the first 20 minutes of this. I'm probably going to stand there because, I mean, his comedy was bad because he kept going back to the Second Amendment. And
it's supposed to be bad.
Right, it's supposed to be bad. But then he was like, oh, let's talk about my dog now, and everybody's like, ha, ha, ha. I'm like, that wasn't funny.
To be fair to the story, it's not supposed to necessarily be funny,
right?
The point.
Yeah, but like I'm like listening to it,
especially if you get to the end. When you get to the end, you're like, yeah, none of these things are funny. It's just dark at this point.
Yeah, because everything that he's joking about, it's like it's more cringy than anything. It's like.
It's like the power of what he was given is that everybody thinks he's funny even though it's really not.
Right.
Yeah, the whole they'll love you if you give them something but you won't get it back.
Right, right. Mm. Which explains
You know what happens. Know what happens in the end. You've seen the first half. You already know. I'm telling you right now. You can predict this thing a mile
away. As soon as they
he was reading off names. As soon as he was reading off names, you knew exactly what was going
to
happen.
Oh, like before that, when he was talking to
Tracy Morgan.
Tracy Morgan, when he said you won't get it back, I kind of was like, yeah. So everybody's going to disappear.
But how I saw this, I mean, this was an hour long episode, and if you've watched any of the Twilight Zone, 90% of them are half hour.
I was same thing.
Yeah,
I watched the whole thing. They captured the tone of Twilight Zone in that, it's basically one concept, one little concept, and the original Twilight Zone did it all in short form, half hour. Yes.
Yeah, and that's how it
worked. This should have been a half hour long.
Easily, because I was a half hour into it, and I was bored. Because I knew where it was going.
Yeah.
And, I don't need to see another, 30 minutes of this.
Like, as he's making people disappear, I'm like, I get the point.
Yeah. after
Well, they had to build up, you haven't seen it, but they had to build up the relationship with him and his girlfriend.
Yeah,
and
but,
that
like,
took,
but
that the, took a while.
But here's the thing, the difference between then and now. Now it's like, we have to show everything. Then it was like, it can be implied. And you know what? Then was better. You don't have to show everything to understand he loves his girlfriend that he's been with since high school. Like, you don't need to show that relationship over and over and over and over.
Yeah,
to,
I can agree.
You know, but the dog disappeared, I was like, everything's disappearing.
You literally just needed three things to disappear.
Yeah.
You do the dog first to introduce the concept.
Right. The nephew was the second thing.
Then you could do the nephew to just hammer it down, this is what's going on.
And then the coworker.
No, and then the last one's him.
No, but you could have done the coworker because that's when it all falls.
You do that scene where he's just freaking out on stage naming off names. Yeah. You could do that at that point.
See, I think you needed the coworker.
And then finally kill him off.
I think you needed the coworker.
The end,
to truly understand, because everything was screwed. He was screwed after that point. The dog, the kid.
Well, the dog is an accident. The kid really hammers it home. I think the coworker, Twilight Zone wise, it would be the coworker next, and that's when he's like he has the freak out, and then
That's when he
it ends with him.
That's kind of what happened. I can't think of any other.
Why
major.
Was it 2 hours? Why was it an hour?
They could have cut out the businessman. They could have cut that out. You're right. I think 42 minutes. the standard hour long program without commercials.
This was
45 minutes. Yeah, I think cut down 10 to 15, and it would have been fine.
Yeah, it's a simple concept, and you can't get an hour out of a simple concept. You can solidly get a half hour out of that.
John, did you see this?
I did not, but the only other review I saw of it echoed pretty much the same exact thing. And it is interesting because I guess the episode lengths are a bit variable. Like, I think there's some later in the season that are like 37 minutes. So it's not like they had to make it an hour long.
Yeah. I don't know why they made this an hour long. It didn't have to be an hour.
Like, it wasn't the best topic.
A little long, though, for what's essentially like fables.
The next one is Nightmare at 30,000 Feet,
which I really hope is not like
it's not a remake.
Kind of sounds like it.
The concept is a journalist listens to a podcast detailing how the plane on which he's a passenger will disappear.
Oh, so they're like twisting the concept a bit.
So I kind of like that. That's all right. That's so they're not nice,
and well, they're definitely doing something with the fortune telling devil thing.
Because
I saw the exact.
So at the thing. End, they showed. Are you talking about all the clips that they showed of year?
Yeah, yeah. But, I like recognized the devil one had Shatner in it.
Yeah, but that one is 37 minutes long. So the second episode,
Shatner was also in the 30,000 Feet.
It's right. I didn't watch all the Twilight Zone. I watched a third, probably, maybe a quarter.
Oh, of the original
one? Everything else.
Sam and I grew up on the Twilight
Zone. Yeah, you definitely did, so you have all that.
I will always stand by it. It is the best written TV show ever.
Yes, yes.
But there's a bunch of stuff I liked, is a bunch of stuff I didn't like. So it's very 50-50 for me. That said, I was very 50-50 on the wall. I wasn't interested, and then... You know, it was very Twilight Zone. It definitely felt Twilight Zone. You knew it was Twilight Zone. That's exactly what it was. Yeah. It wasn't any different. You can't say it was different than the Twilight Zone. This falls right into it. But they showed the clips of the things coming up this season. Mm-hmm. And then I never realized I wanted to see these people acting again. Because there's a bunch of faces in there that you don't see them that much and other stuff. And then it's just the stories and the concept that they showed... I'm down. I'm in for this. It was just that little thing at the end that got me hooked.
I'm terrified that what this season of The Twilight Zone is going to be is taking episodes from the original but giving it a modern twist, but like twisting it enough where it's like it seems familiar but it's not.
Did they release descriptions for every episode or just the one?
Just the next episode is what I've got. Relay is
I don't know,
a woman believes she's experiencing the same moments over and over again, which I feel like Twilight Zone did that.
I can't imagine they wouldn't have done that though.
No, they didn't really do anything like that though.
Yeah,
I bet you there's original. I bet you there's a little rehash of something.
Another thing I noticed about this, acting wasn't great.
Which
is very in keeping with the original Twilight Zone.
You're getting stand-up comedians.
I don't know how to say his last name.
Just say Kumail.
Yeah. So he was bad. It was awful. Because it was like... I understand.
Tracy Morgan was bad too.
Yeah,
but
Tracy Morgan
was stand-up comedians. That's what you get. It's not you're not gonna.
But like the next one has.
Yeah, but he's like a capable actor though.
Yeah,
I mean,
Tracy
like,
Morgan is a capable actor.
The Big Sick,
the guy from The Big Sick. Yeah.
The Big Sick was okay at best, and he was not a highlight of it.
But it was still recognized as being a good movie, and he wrote it. He wrote that.
Like
movie.
It was, but life experiences for him.
Yeah. I don't know, like, I know I'm not alone. So right now on IMDb, this is like, so because that's the fan vote. It got a 6.4. The Comedian.
That's what it should fall into.
I give it a bit higher. But
that's horrible for a TV show.
No, that's
cancellation for a TV.
A 6.4 is.
Yeah, TV
talked about this last. I don't want to rehash this. Look at the next one. 7.4. 7.4. So it got improved.
But that's still cancellation for a TV show. That's not.
No, I don't think so at all.
Too much into it.
Yeah, you're looking way too much into that.
Maybe I am. I don't know. I'm just. I'm getting like because remember when
I forget how much CBS All Access is.
But yeah.
Well, what do they care if people watch it or not? It's on fucking CBS All Access. Yeah. They're not really expecting people to watch, are they?
But like, this brings back to the point when this was first announced and we first talked about it on the podcast. I brought up the fact that like we were like. Would this make us want to get CBS All Access? Like, you know, this would be the show that would make us want to. And I said, I would like to see at least the first episode, maybe first two episodes, and then I would decide. I've seen the first episode. CBS can keep their CBS All Access. I am not paying for this.
Yeah, Sean, this is something
Sean, torrent. If I gave you $100 each month, and right. I was like, here, go spend it, and you don't have access to any other. You have to buy everything. Like you're not using
right.
I gave you $100 only for streaming services.
Yeah.
Would you ever buy CBS All Access?
They would be towards the bottom. So I'd get Netflix, obviously, Hulu, obviously. I would probably go because I'm happy with what they put out. I would go DC's streaming service right now.
Really? And then you still have $60.
Yeah, so
Prime is 10.
Oh yeah, I would go Amazon Prime.
Yeah, 50.
I mean, did
you get like HBO or like Showtime or anything like that?
HBO's 13.
Yeah, you know what? Because of I mean
HBO
season
makes
2
good
wasn't
stuff.
Good, but I mean, I'm still invested
thing.
In Westworld.
You're still,
so
you're still like $35 left.
Hey, by the way, can I talk to about Westworld for a second?
What?
So, you know, HBO, obviously, will get another one in, like, a week or two, whenever Thrones comes back. They always do the big, like, oh, here's what's coming up this year. Like, you see all the previews and shit. Nothing at all for Westworld.
Okay.
And it's not coming back until next year, which, like, why even fucking bother at that point?
Because, yeah, they're taking, like, a year and a half like, to 2 years between seasons. And
well, they need to figure out another... like twist.
Well, I mean, I'd assume they have like some idea of what they're doing.
I really don't think they did after this first season.
Yeah, maybe not. I don't know. But I mean,
what
happened in season 2.
Yeah, there a lot happened that was kind of like pointless in season 2. I feel like we were questioning a lot and trying to figure things out that just didn't pan out.
And just that ending when they're like, you know, the man in black or whatever his name was. But it was like, yeah, he's one of the robots, too.
Maybe.
Because it was like, fuck you.
I
just feel like 3 seasons in like 6 years is an interesting way to like make a TV show.
Yeah.
That like you're spending hundreds of millions of dollars on.
Yeah, but that's the way things go nowadays. I mean, look at the OA. It took 2.5 years for season 2 to come out, and that's a crappy show.
Season 2 is really good.
First,
I finished it. It's good.
We need to have a separate. We'll have another podcast discussion about how second season should never exist if the first season was that bad.
But hey, you know what?
Parks and Rec.
Yeah, I was gonna say Parks and Rec wouldn't exist.
Valid. That's so true.
That first season, horrid.
To be honest, I haven't got back into it, but maybe someday. But like, I actually watched the first season when it was going on.
Yeah, no, I did too,
and
I
was
up.
Like, "This is a bad show." Yeah,
I gave up, and then it was then years down the line when all of the seasons came out on Netflix, and I was like, "I've heard things. I'll give it a shot." And I watched the whole thing, and I rewatched it, and it was still bad.
No, I know.
So anyways,
Twilight Zone, does this shape our decision to get...
Not getting it. No reason.
There's...
I need to... Okay.
This is not good enough.
This is what they were leading with, and that's my problem. This is the one where they were like, if you were to buy it, this is what we...
I mean, technically what they led with was Star Trek, but...
Yeah.
No, but I mean, like, for this show, because they released it to
this is not the thing to try and sell CBS All Access. It was Star Trek.
But this not is everybody's a Star Trek fan.
Yeah, but this is just this to get more to get, viewers. Yeah, the one thing to get CBS All Access people subscribers was Star Trek. It was the thing that kicked it all off.
Star Trek Discovery.
But
what I'm saying is this is a new show that has a good following, and it's like it's their way of being like, you want to be interested in this. This is the show that you want to be interested in. It's to get those viewers who don't care about Star Trek. I don't care about Star Trek.
So, John, what about you?
I don't care about Star Trek.
No. With
CBS All Access. Well, obviously, I also didn't see the episode. I would guess, even if I absolutely loved it, man, that's a hard ask. Like,
yeah.
At best, I'm like buying it for 1 month, like 4 months from now when all these are up, and I can just crush them in a weekend.
I'd have to look. Okay, so for me, I'd have to look on it. The only way I would get it is if it had four like things you can use to access one account, mm-hmm. devices linked to the account, and we all split the cost four ways. It would be like $2 a month.
Yeah.
That's the only way I would do it right now.
Even then, there's no shows that I'm like, I need to start watching this on there.
Oh, no, I agree.
Because, like...
It's until they pull.
Yeah.
Until they pull all that stuff from, like, Hulu, Netflix, Amazon, all those others.
That's why you release that first episode, is to pull viewers in.
Yeah.
And this was not an episode that would pull me in. Clearly it wasn't if
the second one was rated a 7.4.
Yeah, like, you want, like, in this case, you want to start with something that's good. Maybe not your best, but still something you are very confident in that could pull some viewers in. A fan of the original show, I watched that, and I was bored.
I'm not in disagreement.
I knew where it was going.
It would have been so much better if it was 30 minutes long.
Yes.
Like, if it was 30 minutes long, I would be praising this, but...
Yeah.
I bet you it was longer.
Oh, I guarantee
I bet you the
that.
Cut Probably. Was longer, and then somebody's like, no way.
Cut well, yeah, down. That's how, like, everything works.
Yeah.
You always make more than you need.
So, shall we move on to the final thing?
Move on.
Let's clean this up here. So, I was online, saw an article, and it said 30 movies that have made over $1 billion worldwide.
Okay.
You have 4 minutes to name all 38 movies.
Oh, fuck.
That made $1 billion worldwide. John, do not look it up on your computer.
Captain Marvel just did.
Hold on. Wait. Ready?
Yep.
Go.
Captain Marvel just did The Dark Knight, Dark Knight Rises, Batman
Avatar, Titanic.
Yep.
Well, actually, did Titanic cross a billion? Or
yes,
is this
did.
Adjusted for inflation?
Not adjusted for inflation.
Okay, all right.
But Titanic did make over a billion.
Did it? All right.
Let's see. Star Wars.
Aquaman.
Yeah,
you have to say, you can't just say Star Wars. You have to say
no,
what
I was,
it is.
I was going to say Force Awakens, Last Jedi. Did Rogue One make over a billion?
I don't think it did.
Infinity War.
Infinity War.
Fast 7. Yeah, Fast 7 is actually number 7 on this list. I actually looked this list up today.
Did you really? You son of a bitch.
Anyways, so yeah, Fast 7
was actually, while we were setting this up, I was looking at the highest grossing movies of all time.
What else is on this list?
You all suck. You didn't mention that.
Yeah. I was at work, and it came up.
But I think the one I was looking at was adjusted for
Fast 6. Is that
one
on there?
No, I did not see Fast 6, but hey, Fast 6, we'll throw that out there.
Jurassic World.
Jurassic World, Fallen Kingdom.
Yep.
Made over a billion.
Fallen Kingdom did?
It did.
God damn, China.
Did you say the just Fallen Kingdom, right?
Yeah, I mean,
Fallen
original Kingdom. Avengers crossed billion.
Avengers, Civil War. Infinity War, Civil War.
Are you keeping up with this, Chris?
I am. Wait, you just said Fallen Kingdom, right?
Yeah. Yep.
Okay.
And, yeah, Fallen Kingdom.
The original,
and
too.
The original as well.
Original
Jurassic World.
Jurassic World. We also said Avengers, the original.
I already got that.
Okay, all right. You got those.
Did Ultron?
Age
of Ultron cross a billion? Yeah, Age of Ultron.
Yes or no?
Yeah. Yes.
We'll just throw that out there, yeah.
Yes.
I'm pretty sure.
2 minutes left.
How many more do we need?
Black Panther.
Oh, yeah, Black Panther.
No. Black Panther did not.
Yeah, it did.
It did.
Did it?
Yeah, of course it did. It's the highest grossing Marvel movie of all time.
You said Star Wars,
Force Awakens,
and
Last
Jedi.
Okay.
Well, you guys are still missing about a good 20 here.
Do we say Avatar?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Fantastic Beasts?
No. I don't.
Nope.
Think that.
No, you didn't.
We'll say
a minute and a half.
Sorcerer's Stone.
Nope.
No, I don't think any... Did
Deathly Hallows?
No.
There were two.
Deathly part Hallows one? Part 1. Deathly Hallows Part 2.
Part 2.
Yeah. I think Deathly Hallows Part 2 is the only one that cracked a billion.
I was like, one of those had to.
Thank you.
Oh, Jumanji?
Oh, yeah.
Nope.
No. Oh, yeah, that came close, though. It was like 900 something.
What about Rock movies? There's going to be some.
No, I don't think Rock ever cracked.
I mean, we got Fast, but...
Yeah. Well, you got Furious 7. What's the actual name of... There was another one on here. What's the actual name of it? Don't say 6, 4, 3, 2.
Too Fast, Too Furious.
Nope. Wait.
The Fast and Furious? No.
Tokyo Drift.
No. Fate of the Furious, which Fate, I think is...
That's right.
Yeah.
That's not 6 either.
But is that on that list?
Yeah.
Wow.
But you didn't say it, but I'll give it to you.
Fury 6.
We knew
that. No, that's not it.
Fate is 5?
No, Fate is 8.
Is it
Fate
really?
Of the Furious, yes.
Oh, that's 2017. Okay, I thought 7 was the
You're still
one.
Missing it. You're still missing a bunch of you guys.
I mean, it's 4 minutes.
We got a lot of them.
And like you said, 38.
Yeah. How many are we missing?
Wonder Woman?
Oh, yeah. No, I don't think Wonder Woman ever cracked a million.
Batman vs.
Billion.
Superman?
I think it cracked a billion.
Yeah.
Dark 20.
Dark Knight and Dark Knight Rises
you already
both
got
cracked
that.
Billion. But I don't think any other DC movies cracked a billion. Other than Aquaman. Sorry, Aquaman.
No. DC, no.
Yeah.
You already have all the DC
Yeah,
stuff.
Exactly.
The Notebook.
No, come on. You're thinking of like franchises that aren't even...
Yeah. Did Star Trek?
No.
Star Trek Into Darkness? Star Trek Beyond.
No, none of those.
Yeah. I'm trying to think. Like,
In the Name of the King.
You get a few Disney ones here.
Bull, another... Oh, yeah,
actually,
another
you get a lot Bull. Of Disney ones
oh,
here.
Oh, yeah, dude, Pixar movies, come on.
Oh, Toy Story, Toy Story 2, Toy Story 3.
No, go backwards,
nope.
Go backwards.
Toy Story 3.
Toy Story 3, no, not Ratatouille.
Inside Out, Frozen.
Nope, Frozen, yes.
Frozen, yes.
Wall-E?
No. What was the most... Finding Dory?
Nope. Incredibles 2.
Incredibles 2.
Yep.
Man.
Come on, guys.
We're doing pretty good. I mean...
I have to admit, you do have top 10 all down.
Yeah. Crap. What are we missing?
Once I read off the... Okay, we're going to stop it there.
Okay.
Once I read off all these names, you're just going to be like slapping yourself in the face. All
right.
Alright, we'll start from lowest. We'll start from lowest and go higher.
Alright.
Captain Marvel, Dark Knight, you already have.
Yep.
Hobbit, Unexpected Journey.
That's right, the Hobbit movies made money.
Next up, Zootopia.
Oh yeah, that's
Shockingly,
right.
Alice in Wonderland.
That's right, I remember seeing that on that list and being like, this has no reason to be on here.
Star Wars Episode 1.
That's right, that's the only one that broke a billion.
Finding Dory.
The new trilogy.
You already have Finding Dory. Jurassic Park.
The original?
The original. Wow. You said Jurassic World.
Yeah,
so no, said Park. That's incorrect.
Is that with inflation?
Jurassic According Park, to Box Office Mojo.
Jurassic Park has not grossed $1 billion.
According to Box Office Mojo, it did.
Maybe they're counting like re-releases.
Re-releases
too.
Are usually included.
Are they included in that?
Yes.
They might be.
All right.
Because like a movie making $1 billion in like 1992...
I'm just saying, it was on that list.
Jurassic Park, Lifetime. Oh, no, it is a billion.
Oh, there we go. Despicable Me 3.
That's right, yep. That made...
Pirates of the Caribbean on Stranger Tides.
Okay.
And you did not say this. You actually nixed it. Star Wars Rogue One.
Yeah.
Pirates of the Caribbean, Dead Man's Chest, Toy Story 3. You got Dark Knight Rises, Transformers, Age of Extinction, Skyfall. Lord of the Rings, Return of the King, Transformer, Dark Moon, Aquaman, Civil
Iron
War,
Man,
oh, Minions, Iron Man 3, Fate of the Furious, which was the 8th, Incredibles 2, and Beauty and the Beast.
Skyfall cracked a billion?
Yes. Yeah.
Frozen, Jurassic World, Fallen Kingdom, Last Jedi, Deathly Hallows 2, Black Panther, Age of Ultron, Fast 7, or Furious 7, Avengers, Jurassic World, Infinity War, Star Wars, Force Awakens, Titanic, and Avatar.
And 4 of them cracked 2 billion.
4 cracked 2. Predictions. Where does Endgame fall
number
on this?
Number one!
Avatar is a monster.
Yeah, oh yeah. It beat out Titanic by, what, 5
million? 780 million.
Well, it was 700, but like, yeah, it's about, Yeah, oh yeah, close to $7 million.
So it'd be 2.002 and 2.788.
So Titanic made 2.187.
All that tells me is not a lot of people have seen Dances with Wolves. Because
Jesus, Sam,
if you've seen that, you've seen Avatar.
So yeah. Infinity
just imagine
War.
The Indians being is, blue.
On Jurassic Park, that is additional screenings pushing
yes.
it over.
Yes, same with Titanic. Anyway. Titanic also had additional screenings.
Well, anyway. Infinity War got 2.002. I'm sorry.
Yes.
And Avatar got 2.788.
Yeah.
Do we Avatar, think the
I'm
first
hoping.
$3 billion movie?
It could be Endgame. It could be. It
will be Endgame.
Because the thing is with Endgame is Marvel movies are doing well overseas.
I think they're doing well here.
No, But that's the thing. As long, if they're doing well overseas, all they have to do is make $1.5 billion overseas and $1.5 here, which I feel like Endgame can do.
To be honest, like if you take out America, I'm pretty sure there's still 7 billion people left
well,
on this planet.
And
not all of them can watch
But there's
the
still
movie.
A massive chunk that comes out of the U.S. I mean,
oh, yeah,
it's
that's
a huge
the,
portion that comes out of the U.S.
It's either the first or the second. I don't know how big China is right now, but...
It's so
China's still pretty
here's
big.
Here's
and for some reason like India, despite like everybody loving Bollywood, they're not 100% on Western movies
right.
yet.
Right.
So
just
what,
yet,
they also like don't have as much money.
That's true
what
as well.
Endgame has going for it, and here's a little bit. Pre-ticket sales went on last week.
Destroyed.
Numerous website cat crashes.
Yeah.
Numerous website crashes.
Well,
and then
Force Awakens held the record.
They broke the record
in 6 minutes or something like that.
No, it was like 4 hours or something.
I thought
still
it was,
four.
It was a few. It was several hours. It wasn't like minutes. It was hours.
It doesn't like.
And then
crazy.
Well, the websites kept crashing because
yeah.
you couldn't. Which makes me concerned because
we should buy.
We should probably buy our tickets.
We should probably buy.
We should probably buy our tickets.
This might be like the Dark Knight Rises, where like. They just shut down the whole theater and just showed that one movie.
It wasn't just Dark Knight Rises. There's a bunch of movies like that.
No, I but like that was the first time I remember that.
Oh.
Like yeah. every theater had and everybody was like jumping between theaters because there was no room and it was just a massive free fall.
Well,
they, it was like find a seat.
Yeah. Which makes me concerned. Maybe
we should probably buy our tickets. Definitely.
What do we
want to
do? Are we thinking like Friday night or are we thinking Saturday morning?
I'm fine with Thursday, Friday, Saturday. I don't care.
I want to see this.
Well, no, I agree. But the thing is, we also are adults and have work and jobs.
I don't care.
What's going on? Where's he going?
I don't know.
Oh, anyway. He's gotta go. When you gotta go, you gotta go.
This seems like a podcast talk.
Yeah, I guess. Whatever.
What's a podcast?
Wait, we're doing a podcast?
Yeah, what the hell's a podcast, man? So anyway, why don't we wrap this up then?
Sure.
So next week, what we're gonna try and do is talk a little bit about summer movies, and then we're gonna recap a little bit of Thrones. We haven't talked about it in probably a year. At least a year.
Yeah, since it was last out.
In depth in a year. And then these guys are going to review Aquaman. So
you mean Shazam.
Shazam. I'm sorry. So that does Aqua it for Shazam. Us for this week. Like us on Podbean, iTunes, and Stitcher for free. No, wait, hold on. What's going on here? Sorry.
I think you have to hit play.
Oh, no shit. You're right. So anyway, you can find all our episodes on Podbean, iTunes, and Stitcher. Like us on Facebook, facebook.com/KnightsOfNerdtude. Please leave us a review on iTunes. Thanks again. That does it for us for this week. Until next time.
Bye.